Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Amabez Amabez. We're holding by the top line on Amabez Amabez, Amr Bavo. So the Gemara asks on the Shita of Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi says that if you have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, and they're married to Rachel and Leah, two sisters, Reuven's married to Rachel, Shimon's married to Leah, and Reuven dies without any children, so Rachel does not fall to even to Shimon because Shimon's married to Leah. If Shimon is Baal Rachel, says Rabbi Yaisi that Shimon is Chayiv Shtayim, Chayiv Mishum Eishas Ach, because there's no heter for the Eishas Ach from Reuven, and he's also Chayiv for Achiz Isha, because she's Leah's sister. Now the Gemara asks that how could Rabbi Yaisi say Chayiv Shtayim? Sounds like he's saying that he'd be Chayiv to bring two Chatais if he does a B'Shoigig. The question is that we know the Shita of Rabbi Yaisi is Ein Isser Chalal Isser. So says the Gemara Amar Vavayu, Maida Rabbi Yaisi Bisser Maisef. Rabbi Yaisi's Maida over here when it's Isser Maisef. So says the Gemara, Teina Chayichad Nasa Chayiv Achachat Nasa Meis. That works out that there's an Isser Maisef when Shimon gets married to Leah before Reuven gets married to Rachel. Because when Shimon gets married to Leah, so as soon as Shimon marries Leah, so now Rachel's aser al tzachis isha. Rachel's aser al tzachis isha. When Reuven then marries Rachel, so now Rachel becomes aser al tzachis ach to all the other brothers, to Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. If we haven't done the Naphtali this time, but so Rachel becomes aser to all the brothers. And Mamela, since her isra is going to be meisif on other brothers, the isra tzachis ach is going to be meisif her isra onto other brothers. So Mamela, even Klapei Shimon, she gets Eishas Ach. Fine. Migu di Taisif Isra Lagabe Achim, Taisif Isra Lagabe Diday. It will be also Chal the Isra Lagabe Shimon. So that makes sense. That's how you can have Isra Chal al Isra. Because in this case, where it's an Isra Maisif, it's an exception. But in the case where Reuven gets married to Rachel, and now Rachel's Asr al Eishas Ach, and then Shimon marries Leah, so then my Isra Maisif Ika. There's no Isra Maisif when Shimon then marries Leah. Rachel shouldn't become Achis Isha. She's already Asr al Eishas Ach, and ain't Isra Chalal Isser, and Achaz Isha is not going to add her Isser onto more people. V'chi teimo, then in the Chanami, she won't become Isser to more people, but migu di itzar v'kulu achvasa, so migu di itzar v'kulu achvasa, that still could be Chalal Isser on her, because through Shimon marrying Leah, there's an Isser that's going to be Chal on all of Leah's siblings. All of Leah's siblings are now going to be Isser to Shimon, al Achaz Isha. And since it's going to be Chal on all the siblings, so it could also be Chal on Rachel. However, says the Gemara, then Hay Isser Kailuhu. That's not considered Isser Maisif. Rachel's Isser is not being Chal to more people. It's just that there's more people, a lot of people that will be included in the Isser of Achaz Isha. So that's called Isser Kailuhu. So when we don't have any record that Rabbi Yaisi is Maida by Isser Kailuhu, we know he's Maida by Isser Maisif, but not by Isser Kailuhu. So Ella Marava Rava says that you misunderstood Rabbi Yaisi. When Rabbi Yaisi said Chayiv Shtayim, he didn't mean that you'll be Chayiv two Chatois. He just meant Mal and Ya'olav Ki'ilu Asher Shtayim. It says if you did two Averis, Veinu Chayiv Ala Achas, you only be Chayiv one Chatos. V'chinki Asher Ravin Amar Rabbi Yechna, Mal and Ya'olav Ki'ilu Asher Shtayim, Veinu Chayiv Ala Achas, you're only going to be Chayiv one. So my Nafkamina, so why did he mention that it's Ki'ilu you're Iver on two? Nafkamina says the Gemara is the Kavre Bein Rishon Gemurim. And now he'll be buried amongst bigger Rishon because he was Iver on both of these Isurim. Even though the pile is, we're only going to be mechayivim because of one, but Maisa, the other one is always going to be mitla tali v'kai, and therefore even if ein isr chal isr, he's still going to be ki'ilu asa shtayim nafkamina l'inin kfura. Now says the Gemara that the only reason why we were stuck is because we don't have any record that Rabbi Yaisi holds of isr kailo. Says the Gemara that l'maisa v'plukta, it's really tali the machlekes. There's a machlekes whether or not Rabbi Yaisi holds of Isra Kailo. Now, the background to the Machlaikas is as follows. The Edmar was said that Zar Shashimesh B'Shabbos, if a Zar does a Vaid in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, so Rabbi Chiya Aymer Chayiv Shtayim, Bar Kapar Aymer in a Chayiv Ala Achas. Rabbi Chiya says he's Chayiv too. One, because he's a Zar doing Malacha, and two, doing a Vaid, and two, because he's doing Malacha on Shabbos. So he's Chayiv Shtayim, Bar Kapar Aymer in a Chayiv Ala Achas, which the Gemara will explain shortly. Kavat Rabbi Chiya Benishba, HaVaid, Kach Shemati Merebi Shtayim. He got up and he made a Shvu, I swear, I heard from Rabbi is chayiv too. Kavat bar kapar v'nishba ha'avayde kach shamati m'Rabbi achas. I heard from Rabbi you're only chayiv one. So his chor Rabbi Chiya l'adoin. Rabbi Chiya started explaining his reasoning that Shabbos l'kol nesra. Really Shabbos it's also to do the malacha for everybody, and no one's allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. Because hutra v'mikdash it's a kahanim hutra. When it began a heter to do malacha in the base of mikdash l'tzarech avayda, so that heter only applies to kahanim. But l'kahanim hutra v'loy l'zarim, the heter doesn't apply to zarim. But meila, when this zar does a malacha, does a vayda in the base of mikdash on Shabbos, Shabbos, he's going to be chayiv too, because yesh kamishum zarais, he's a zar doing avodah, v'yesh kamishum Shabbos, he's a doing malacha on Shabbos, and he doesn't have a heter to do malacha on Shabbos. His chavakar paru ladoim, Bakar paru explained his reasoning that Shabbos is called nesra, because shehutra v'mikdash hutra, and when he got a heter in the base of mikdash, he got a heter for everybody. It wasn't so specific, so ain't kan el zarais. There's only iser that he's going to be iver on is the iser of zarais. A similar machlekes, balmum shashimesh betumah. You have a balmum that did a vayda in the base of mikdash betumah. Now talking about an avayda sibur where there was a heter of tumah hutra betsibur, everyone was tameh, but he's a balmum. He's a kain balmum, so he's possible to do the avayda, and he did the avayda betumah. Rav Chiya aimer chayv shtayim, bar kapara aimer ina chayv ala achas. Kavaz Rav Chiya v'nish b'havayda kach shemati merebi shtayim. Kavaz bar kapara v'nish b'havayda kach shemati merebi achas. Again, they made the same shvuas, two or one. His chor Rav Chiya aladim. Rav Chiya started explaining himself that tumah lekol nesra. It's also for anyone to do avayda betumah. When he got a heter in the base of mikdash, he got a heter specifically for kehanim that are tamimim, that are not balimumim. Kehanim tamimim hutra v'lo balimumim. It only got a heter for kehanim tamimim, not for balimumim. So memela this, but kain balmum is doing avayda betuma. He's going to be chayv too. Yesh kamishum balimumim. First of all, he's a balmum doing avayda, and also v'yesh kamishum tuma. He's also doing avayda betuma. His chareb chi brakapar ladai. No tuma lekol nesra in kashotra. Mikdash hutra. When he got a heter in the base of mikdash, it wasn't so specific. It got a general heter that tumah hutra betzibur. So memela this ba'kayin balmum does the avoda in kind of elevation balmum. He's only given the chayiv one because of the iser of balmum doing avoda. And third, similar machlekes zar she'achol malika. You have a non-kayin, a zar, who ate a chata sa'if that had malika done to it, so it didn't have shchita. Malika is not an oifen of shchita. In fact, normally, ordinarily speaking, if you go to a bird and do malika, the bird is considered a nevela. Now, for kehanim in the base of mikdash, when they bring a chata sa'if, so yeah, they eat it with malika. But here we have a zar who is eating a chata sa'if in malika. So, first of all, he's a zar eating hektash, he's eating a chata sa'if, which is not allowed to. And number two is because he's eating a nevela. Again, this word, 2-1, his farm chiyaladoi. Rabbi Chiya started explaining himself. And the veil will call Nesra. Really, the Isra Nevela applied to everybody. Kishahutra b'mikdash, it's a kaihanim hutra. When he got a heter in the base of mikdash, he got a heter only to kaihanim. So the kaihanim hutra v'leilu zarim. He got a heter only to kaihanim, but not to zarim. A zar doesn't have a heter to eat b'malika. So memela, this zar who eats b'malika, he's chayv too. Yesh kamishim zarais, who's eating, Hektish, and also v'yesh kamishum malika, he's eating nevela. His chabar kapar ladoin, the known nevela l'kol nesra, kashotra b'mikdash hotra, got a general heter, saying kamishum, elamishum zarais. Memela is only Yisra, is going to be the fact that he's a zar eating the hektish.